Christopher. I see you visiting your comrades.
I'm earlier.
Yes, but can you be seated now? Honourable members, the agenda is quite simple today. If any of you have the intention of being here for a long period, for a very long period, I think you are going to be mistaken. The process should be a simple one. The minister wanted to witness the process. Unfortunately, he is not available, and because of the time that we set out, he sent in an apology to show his sincerity. I know the Honourable Markey and some, I don't have his apologies. I'd like to give it to the secretary. It was given to me, but I failed to bring it with. There are so with that authority, just to be able to write into the minutes those people that did apologize. I think one was Masia, the Honourable Masia. He's still ill. The Honourable Markey had a problem with his flight. I understand he's on his way, but he might miss the proceedings. I'm not sure of the others, but I think that's what I can remember. Then, honourable members, the business of the day is the shortlisting. I think that you've all received your copies. There have been nine submissions. And the question then is, who shall we invite, if any? Well, let's deal with the first question, whether we should have public hearings based on the submissions that we have. Let me just ask the question, if there is anybody against us having a public hearing, shall you raise your hand? Otherwise, I can move on to the next issue, who shall we shortlist? There's no objections in the committee that we actually have public hearings. Remember, we have set aside dates already, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. The next thing is, who shall we shortlist, honourable members? There are nine individuals and organisations, entities that have submitted. And it's a question of, do we invite all, or do we omit some? And if so, for what reason? Honourable members, can I have a proposal so that we can? I see the Honourable Fichler first. Honourable Fichler.
I see. I don't see any reason why we should not accept them all, with the exception of the Intelligence Service Council, because I feel that they have all the right of meeting the minister and all that, discuss whatever they have problem, have any problem, because they are an intelligent group. I don't think it will be a correct area for them to be discussing issues if they have any complaints about the organization. But all the arguments they are about to come in.
Honorable Bingo? Yes. Honorable Bingo?
No, Chair, it's exactly what I was about to say. Having read all the documents, that's then I concur with our honourable member that we have to have the public hearings. It's essential. Thanks.
Honourable Mania.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, on my first point, of course, I mean, we have agreement that there will be public hearings. I think that those public hearings should be as broad and inclusive as possible. And I therefore disagree with my honourable colleague, the honourable Fischler. I think that the Intelligence Service Council should be part of the public participation process. Given the fact that there's certainly nothing in their submission, I think, that would need to be, which is confidential, and certainly they would be dealing with policy matters relating to service conditions. And I think that it would strengthen the committee's deliberations if indeed we did have an opportunity to hear the Intelligence Service Council. Chair, one last point. Honourable members who have read their submissions would know that the ISS, and we have dealt with this before, suggest that given more time, they may have been able to submit a more comprehensive submission. I wonder, Chair, whether as a committee we should not consider, through you, of course, offering them an opportunity to, in fact, provide that submission. In other words, we roll over the deadline and we offer them an opportunity to provide a more comprehensive submission. I think that would strengthen our deliberations. Thank you, Chair.
Anybody else on the shortlisting? And Honorable Santo?
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think I agree also with the members of the committee that say all submissions should be seen by the committee. But I want to warn the committee that we do not have all the time on our side. And we will have to look at how these presentations are being handled. Because I'm looking at nine, there may be more. And if we could craft a procedure or a process that would give each organization or each presentation a limited time so that all of them could be have in enough time within that allocated day of presentation. That is one, Chair. Secondly, on the reopening of the closing date, I think we deliberated on this matter in our last meeting. And we went to an extent of saying, if this organization was talking for itself, we would be responding to the content of this this request. But I think this organization, ISS, was coming to the committee as a shop steward for people we did not even know, because they were saying there are other institutions that would want to make submissions. And on that basis, we said we are not going to consider this this request, because we don't even know those entities or those organizations that they are talking about. So had they spoken for themselves, we would have considered something on them. So I think we should not entertain that discussion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. The Bible says, lead us not into temptation. I want to say, lead us not to reverse gears. We have dealt with this issue. And ISS has submitted now, not as a shop steward, as themselves. So I don't know why we should reverse and then consider what they did, which was a blunder. They've rectified their own blunder, and they've submitted as themselves now. So we don't want reverse gears now. Then let's deal with what is in front of us. I want to agree. Let's have all of them. I don't see the logic of Intelligence Service Council. We are not forming a trade union. We are not in a trade union type. I've read what they are saying. It's not part of what we're dealing with. It's part of their own complaints within the institution. So they differ so much, not unless we want to be educated about what intelligence is doing. Thank you.
Honorable Mania, you've got something extra to add to this discussion.
Chair, on the first point, which is the ISS, I mean, they have made a submission on their own behalf. They are not acting on behalf of other individuals in a consortium. So they have provided a submission on the ISS's behalf, and they say that there was some confusion which led to them possibly being late. So I don't think that our grounds for refusal are valid. And I really do think that we should consider extending the deadline in respect of their submission and giving them an opportunity to provide a more substantive submission, particularly in view of the fact that they intend to include examples of international good practice in their submission. So I would certainly be very interested in that, and I think our deliberations would be strengthened. I can see no reason why we should prevent them from making a further submission. On the question of the Intelligence Services Council, I still believe that they should be offered an opportunity. Their submission does refer to the amendments in this bill, and they should be given an opportunity to give us the wisdom of their thinking. Thank you.
Honourable members, you're repeating yourselves. You want to repeat yourself also?
Yeah, Chair, I think
yes,
we don't have to repeat what we have said, but the fact of the matter that we have decided to take them all without shortlisting them, that is enough fairness on our side, because in other areas we should have shortlisted. We say we want four of them. That is shortlisting, but we have not done that. I think that is a mouthful. The mere fact that we are taking them all, it means we are giving them a leeway to deal with everything. I think that suffices.
The Honourable
Somton.
Chairperson, I would want progress on this matter. We can't talk in circles. The letter is clear. The letter of request is clear, and we discussed it in our last meeting. The very organization has made a submission. What is it that we're talking about? On a point of progress, Chairperson, I think we...
Also.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know what you're going to do with the staff council submission, but what I would like to is that we just don't throw it away, but that we go thoroughly through it, because there is matters in there that I think that we need to take cognizance of when we look at the board.
Honourable members, on the issue of the ISS, comrades, honourable members are correct. We did deal with the matter, and ISS is going to be invited, and they will say what they want to say, and they will motivate what they want to motivate, and we will look at that issue at the time that comes. So they're not going to be prejudiced in any way. They will be at the public hearings. So I think we shouldn't prejudge, and let's deal with ISS as somebody that is an organization that has been invited, and let them come and say what they want to say. On the issue of the staff council, I would caution the honorable members to look at the proposal. Have a careful look at that proposal 6. It is addressed to the chairperson of the JSCI, not to the chairperson of the ad hoc committee. It doesn't have a signature, and the difficulty I had is understanding whether they were trying to engage me as the chairperson, or whether they were as the ad hoc committee or the chairperson of the JSCI, The fact that no signature was added to that and no name, no contact number was an added difficulty which left me to say, leave it. I unfortunately did not tell the staff not to circulate it. I also thought maybe it would be unwise, but I thought proper arena which for me to raise the concern that I have was here. Now, the issues that the members, the honourable members, are raising about the staff council, there is a forum, there is an institution called the ISC, Intelligence Service Council, and it's meant to deal with matters of labour. There is also the question of the minister, and there have, as we talk now, been ongoing engagements between these institutions regarding specifically these matters that are coming up in this paper. I therefore think it would be inappropriate, because you would see issues here are not, many of the issues, in fact most of the issues are labour issues and not related to the actual amendments in the bill. There is some major request that the bill be altered to add certain issues that we are not even discussing, and those are issues that are presently in the forum where these things in terms of the intelligence legislation and the regulations are being addressed. The JSCI itself has not had an opportunity to deal with this matter. Therefore, I urge the honourable members, if not on the technicality that this thing is addressed to me and it's not addressed to the ad hoc committee, if not on that technicality, if the honourable members are not going to be convinced on that, that for that reason alone it should not be, this written representation should not be before the committee, the ad hoc committee. Then for the second reason that there are forums where these things are being, where these things are meant to be dealt with. We are not saying that these concerns will not be addressed, but the people that are supposed to be, the institutions that are supposed to be dealing with it, are presently dealing with it. And as I say, at the end of the day, it does come to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, where it will be further given consideration. So my view, honourable members, is that we do not entertain that, particularly for the reasons I've given. Yes, the honourable being.
Chairperson, as you correctly said, is addressed to yourself. One other thing that I've just picked up going through this particular document, it has no address. Lastly, it's not signed. I don't know where it's coming from. Because now we're discussing this particular staff council. How do we then begin to authenticate even the very same discussions that we're having on this particular document? So I move, Chairperson, that we do not consider this.
Honourable members, shall we consider that that is that? Yes, Honourable Mayor. You're raising your hand to agree.
I'm raising my hand to propose a compromise. I must say I was rather intrigued by the submission, Chair, and I've noted the fact that it was addressed to yourself in the capacity as the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence head and that it was not signed. Is the compromise not perhaps to write to the council and ask them whether that we've received this document and ask them to clarify their position, and if indeed they do want to make a submission on the amending bill, we ask them to do so.
Then I ask that my second concern be...
Well, okay, Job Stewart of the staff council, you should have trained them how to submit. Jay, we didn't come here to do the corrections. We've come here to look at the submissions. There is no submission from the show, from this group. So, no, Job Stewart, no, Job
Stewart. It's Brav Mol 2, Jay.
Honourable members, I think that the issue of the staff council, with all sincerity, is going to be addressed and will be addressed in the forum that it should be addressed. And they are too valuable an organization not to be taken serious, and I think that I should be allowed to write to them and tell them what the concerns of this committee is, and wish them well and give them the assurance that the JSCI will be following up this matter. And I'd like to leave the matter there with your blessing, honourable member, so that we can go on to the next item in the agenda. Is when is what date shall we choose? Is there a proposal? What date shall we have for the public hearing? You said, honourable Fischler? Was honourable Ingu, sorry, that had a date.
Chairperson, based on the number of submissions received, I think that the 23rd would suffice if we can break that day into two sessions, the morning session, the 23rd, that is.
No, yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at the 28th. Yeah, sorry, the 28th. And we break it into two sessions, the morning and the afternoon session.
Normally there shouldn't be a problem with this amount. There'll be eight if we exclude the staff council. So we'll have four in the morning, four in the afternoon. Honourable Fifle, are you on the floor?
My one of that, I don't think, because it will offset, in fact, the question of bookings of various people and commitment that they have, yeah. Because it's already decided that we are finishing this thing. It means we have calculated the number of admissions and then when we drop off, yeah.
Honourable members, there is a proposal for the 28th. Honourable Fischler, are you still on the floor? So you're proposing a 28 and a 9 o'clock thing? If we're going to do 4, we're going to have to start at 9. Yes, Honourable.
Chair, I'm not convinced we can get through 8 submissions in one day. I think it could be cutting it a bit fine.
The practice, Honourable Member, is a half an hour per submission. With the Protection of Information Bill, we had 4 more than 8, but I can't remember how much. I think it was something like 14 or 12 per day. So I don't think there is a problem with the time. We have to stick to the process, and that has been adopted in the past, and that is a half an hour. We give the presenters 10 minutes to talk to their points and 20 minutes for the committee to engage with them on their points or whatever it is that the committee might. So if they raise something that's not in their papers, the committee members are free to raise and engage them on that. And we try to stick to that. That has been the process as far as I know it. If you try to extend that process, you find out that when you have a number of people that you have to invite to the public hearings, it becomes almost impossible. Then you have to run for days and days, because just by extending it by 10 or 15 minutes, you know, if you've got 30, you can work out the arithmetic there on the Romania. Extra 15 minutes for 30 people, how many hours that is, and on Romania.
Chair, I mean, we if we agree on one day, I presume that there would be nothing that would prevent us having another opportunity to hear a submission which we perhaps can't get through. So I'm quite happy to support the 28th. I did, if you recall, some weeks ago, raise the fact about the IG having an input into these proceedings, whether it be part of the public submissions or a different point. I do feel strongly, Chair, that the IG should have an opportunity to express itself on this bill. I wonder if you could just talk to that, whether we support that proposal and when the appropriate time would be for the IG to address the committee.
The ad hoc committee, I would put it this way so that we don't misunderstand this thing, that the ad hoc committee does not have an oversight or a legislative connection to the IG, and so one would, as an ad hoc committee, write and ask if that was what the committee wanted. IG, can you make, we'd like to hear you on that, and if the IG says no, that would be the end of the matter. So I would say that that is the way we should go if there is a feeling amongst committee members that the IG might make available, but it will not come as a submission. We can't have the IG come in here as a shortlisted person, you see. The IG is an independent person. We should call the IG to come and enlighten us, not to be interrogated, you know, on the submission. So I think let us first deal with what we have on the moment, so we don't put too much on the agenda today. But let's keep the Honourable Mania's proposal, and if I am instructed, I will write to the IG on that basis. Yes, Honourable Amasokani.
No, thank you, Chair. I would support that. I mean, not necessarily saying there must be an oral, I mean, he can be invited to come. So I think there probably will be a value for him being invited to come and just speak to the particular bill so that we can hear that. So I will support that view.
Yes, Honourable Mania?
Chair, I would then support that we have the public hearings on the 28th and propose that we agree that you write to the IG and invite her to address the committee.
Honourable members, that is what we have agreed upon. I see no reason why we must disagree with one another now. There is an item on the agenda that we adopt the minutes. I haven't seen copies of it. It's been circulated on our members. Have honourable members got copies of the minutes of the previous meeting? Yes. There is the date, the 28th of February and the 9th of March, that have not yet been approved. Have members had an opportunity to look at that? Because we work on a basis that we take the minutes as read and we don't, it's just a question of approval. So if you haven't read it, I don't know, you know, whether we should deal with it now. Is there a proposal that we let it stand over if there are honourable members that have not had an opportunity to look at it? Yes, Honourable Bing.
Having read the minutes, Jefferson, I move.
Can we deal with the minutes of the 28th of February? There is a proposal that we adopt the minutes. Seconded by the Honourable Fichler. Is there anybody against?
Chair.
Correction? Then the 28th is adopted. Can we go to the minute of the 9th of March, Honourable Members?
Chair, I have my hand here. And
oh, sorry.
Difficult to see far.
We work with hand and verbal, you see.
So, Chair, I just wanted to say I'm not sure what's the agency in the adoption, but I haven't had opportunity to, I didn't receive a copy of the minutes, so I won't be able to participate really on that. So I would have suggested that they could be adopted in the next session, so there isn't any agency about adoption today.
Jefferson, it then centers around the committee.
One at a time. Honourable Bing.
Yeah, my proposal, I don't think, Chair, it will be fair enough to members who attend meetings regularly to say that we cannot continue because of a member who happened not have been in a meeting when the majority of members were attending the meetings and therefore they were dotted on the minutes. And then we will continue. That's my appeal.
Are you covered, Honorable Bengu? Honorable Bengu, are you covered?
I'm just looking at the attendance, Chairperson, of that very same meeting. I seem not to see the name of the member who says we cannot adopt the minutes. So I still stand and I still move, Chairperson.
Chair, can I just comment on that? I was not raising the point that I was not present in the meeting. Because the meeting, if I'm a member of this committee and therefore the decision that is taken by the committee is equally binding, whether present or not. And therefore, I don't think the argument really holds water. I won't go to war for the minutes that there's a pressure for them to be adopted. But I think the point should be made that there is no, how can I put it, the value of all members in the committees are equally important. It's not a matter of that whether you're present or not present. But, Chair, I think if there's a proposal, it's a proposal and second that you can go ahead and adopt the minutes. But I just want to raise it for the record that seems to be a strange argument of a particular meeting.
I don't want to pursue the matter, Chairperson.
Honourable members, it's a simple matter. If you come late, if you don't come at all, if you leave the meeting before the meeting is completed, it obviously creates a difficulty for yourself in that you may not familiarize yourself with the matters that was discussed and the decisions that was taken in your absence. And one would then understand that it would be difficult for you to approve or disapprove or make a contribution when the minutes are being approved. And we all have that difficulty sometimes that we are late and that seems. And I think the point that the Honourable Fichler is making is that if that type of consideration was to be given to everybody, it would seem almost impossible that, you know, to adopt minutes under those circumstances where we might be, a meeting might be called to delay the adoption merely because of members that were not in the meeting. But I take your point, Honourable Member, that you're not going to declare war on this particular point. And because of that leniency and that concession that you appear to be making, I'm going to record that minutes as approved when I called. Were there any objections? The minutes of the 28th of February shall be considered to have been approved by the meeting. We go to the next minute then. It's the minutes of the 9th of March. Members must understand that these are merely a note of what. It's not the final say. If at some stage there's a dispute that this was not said, then so let it be. Well, that thing will be discussed. We're merely trying, for the sake of the members that are not here and those that are here, to revise their minds, that they keep these things on file, and so that one day they can page back and actually see what was, you know, some of the main things that was taking place. Not meant to, it's meant to be a helpful document rather than a unhelpful document. The minutes of the 9th of March, Honourable Members, is there a proposer? The Honourable Bengu proposes?
Can I move, Chairperson?
The Honourable Fichler seconds it. Are there any objections to the minutes to be adopted as in the form that is before you? There's no objections and those minutes are adopted. Is there anything else? No, let me rephrase that. I'd want to remind members then what Allow me to remind members in the decision. There are 9 submissions. 8 of them are going to be invited to the public hearing. The only one that will not be invited is the Intelligent Staff Council. And for the reasons I've already stated. The public hearings will take place on the 28th of March and will start at 9 o'clock. With each presenter being given on half an hour, 10 minutes to deal with the actual written presentation on the main points, giving the committee 20 minutes in order to engage the presenter. Those are the issues then on which we decided on the members, and if there is no further business, this meeting is declared.